Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
And right now, it is an open line because it's a Friday.
Open line. Open line on Kaya 959.
Good morning, Sis the World. Sis Web at home, I need to ask you. ARC is delisting, right? So with the proposed share price, do we sell? Do we hold? What do we do? I've bought a few shares a while back, so I don't know what to do at this point. Could you please maybe educate me a bit more?
So I'm not quite sure what the procedure will be, to be quite honest. But I imagine that as a shareholder, they will tell you exactly what's going to happen. Your money is safe, though, so you don't need to worry about that. So if it's an opportunity for you to continue holding, then they'll tell you, I guess.
I don't know how well versed you are with American politics, but one thing I wanted to find out, Lentoga Trump to always be signing executive orders. Kanti, what are the other arms of government doing in terms of law implementation? Because then it seems like he thinks of something, he says he signs it into law, and we are here in Zanji. Like, Kanti, what are the mechanism of his control in government?
Yeah, so just like here in South Africa, the U.S. does have a legislature, right? However, the U.S. also makes a provision for the president to sign an executive order, and that order becomes law immediately. So it doesn't necessarily have to go via the legislature. But however, the only thing is an executive order can get repealed. So when you leave office, for example, the next president can then just repeal that. But while you are president, that executive order stands. And they use it for things, for example, where they haven't got time to go to a legislature and whip the number of votes together, yada, yada, yada. Then they just sign executive order and get things done. So Trump is well within his right to do that, but it's not a permanent law. It can always get repealed. So, yeah.
For Open Line, I just wanted to check if you are aware or anyone can advise on the matter. When visiting local clinics, why are we not allowed to park cars inside the yard, and we have to leave the cars in the streets outside of the clinic yard? Number two, why do they not immunize children after 12? Anyone that has that information?
Okay, I don't know about the immunization one, but see, the question you're asking was asked about 2 weeks ago on the very same open line. So it's two things. One, as you can imagine, public clinics get very, very packed, right? And there's also people that work in the clinic, and they need parking as well. Because these things get packed, sometimes people get there at like 1 a.m. to queue or wait for assistance. Now, you can imagine if they allowed everybody in there at 1 a.m., by the time we figure out M7Zini, that's probably why they do it. The immunization one, I don't know. I guess you need to get somebody who runs a clinic who can maybe explain to us why they choose that route. That I can't tell you.
Open line, namhlanje. Eish, concerned mother. Hey, umntana uqede umatric last year. Akafuni isikolo, ungitshele straight what yena no. Isikolo no akasifuni. Hey, kule economy lesikuyo, kunzima ukuthola umsebenzi ngematric, guys. Ngiyazama, I'm trying. So, ngicela ningisizeni tu. If there's any call center institution in Jeniazi, you're accredited because abo fly by night banning. If there's any institution accredited, at least I end in the call center. I tried. Angifuni kumforce ukuthi ahambe ayesikolweni, uzoya esikolweni achintsha ama course, imali igcine seyimosheka. Ngiyanicela consent mother on the streets on the air.
Look, on the one hand, at least he told you that he's not interested right now, right? So you don't waste your money. I will tell you this, though. As he grows older, he will see the need for further education, and then he'll go back on his own accord. But for now, I think the approach you're taking of trying to get him a job is the right one. I personally don't know of any call center jobs that are available, but if anybody does know, obviously, you can give us a shout, 086-00-00959, or any other job for that matter.
mina nje bengisacela ukuncedo tu ngisacela uncedo ngibengisacela ukwazi ngale iphambano ezise stradeni guys mina ziyang traumatize please ngicela is there nothing that we can do ngale iphambano guys for the fact that I know somebody passed on there nje it's a trauma for me guys ngicela abasuzele iphambano labantu.
It's up to the municipality because that is their property.
It's actually illegal.
Yes, but obviously people do that as some kind of a shrine, a moment of remembrance. It's just that the municipality, I think, hasn't got time to go and collect all of those things.
But it's not fair on the rest of us. I get that maybe you lost a family member there, but it's not fair on the rest of us because we get freaked out as well now.
I mean, I don't see it that way. People die every day. Mm-hmm. Everywhere. Whenever you drive, I always assume somebody has died here. But again, maybe, I guess, if you've got an adverse relationship with death, it can freak you out. I don't know.
On the open line, now that yesterday the deal to buy Royal AM Football Club fell through, what's going to happen now? Because we see that the league is still going on without them playing. At the end of the season, what is it going to happen? Are they going to get relegated? And moreover, if somebody buys them after the league is finished, is it going to be, are they going to have the PSL status or are they going to be relegated?
Yeah, it's an interesting question because they're currently suspended. So that means obviously they're not playing any games in the top flight. So whoever buys the status will probably buy a status of a relegated club because they wouldn't have met the number of points that keeps them in the top flight. So it could be a case where you're buying an NFD club now instead of a Betway Premiership club. And that's going to be something that the National Soccer League, which governs the PSL, has to decide when the sale has gone through, it's been vetted, everything is above board, and then they can make the decision on whether it's a NFD club or a PSL club.
We had a mother that sent us a voice note pleading for a job for her son.
And the team. So that sister who was speaking about their child finishing matric and don't want to go to school. Did she ever ask Guti what is the child's interest? Because these days, instead of wanting somebody to do something as well that they might not be interested in, there are teachers these days whereby the child maybe is good somehow, they can get an apprenticeship or an internship, learn a skill while they get paid and become a professional, like an artisan or something like that. Has she ever tried that?
So the mom who called about their child not wanting to go to traditional school, there are a lot of like options online, especially Google. Google has a lot of certified courses like digital marketing, project management, and what's this thing? Data science or data analytics. Those are actually skills that are in demand at the moment, and it's about like 3 to 6 months. And it's quite cost effective because like you're paying about 350 to 1.5 per month. So maybe they could look at that as a start. And
just to let you know, that voice note is from Katlego, who works with us in our digital department. So all the stories that you come across, for example, on our website, social media stuff, he does that. So he definitely would know.
So I'm asking myself, and the upper janama mall and abandoned by school and a pant. Some fetch and ask what he didn't I told was an abandoned sloopy because what Lapago main road, Lapaya, Abafuni, Mutting Sara, Lapaya. So there's no one who thinks Utada. So can you please advise me what he didn't I yet up with?
Yeah, so you need to go to the municipality and get a hawker's license, right? But even with that, the municipality has designated areas where hawkers can trade. You can't just go in and set up shop anywhere.
Bylaws.
Because as you can understand, the mall nabo, as abantu who are obviously in business, they need to protect their property and they pay certain rates and taxes for that. So if the cops are telling you you've got to move, unfortunately, that's what you got to do.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.